The Major League Baseball team in Washington, D.C. has been playing for over a year now without one key person on the roster, an owner. Well, today, Major League Baseball's commissioner announced that the Washington Nationals will be owned by a Maryland real estate developer. The news comes as construction is set to begin tomorrow on a new $600 million ballpark for the team. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig made it official in a conference call this afternoon.
I'm very pleased to announce today that I have selected a group led by real estate developer Theodore N. Lerner as the new owner of the Washington Nationals Baseball Club.
Selig got to name the team's new owner because Major League Baseball owns the Nationals, a first for the league. Baseball bought the money-losing Montreal Expos in 2001, and the renamed team has played in Washington since last year. Selig says the Lerner Group, which is buying the team for $450 million, earned his confidence by following the rules.
From the beginning of the process, they have been committed to the goals of stable yet innovative ownership, diversity within the ownership group, and solid baseball management.
Lerner is 80 years old and decades ago was known as Silent Ted at his Northwest Washington High School. He's described by associates as a quiet, unassuming gentleman who deliberately avoids the limelight. The Lerner Group followed to the letter Selig's desire that potential owners keep their mouths shut and not publicly lobby for the job, but some have been critical of the way Lerner handled his year-long courtship of Selig. Lerner's silence caused some friction with some politicians, including City Councilman Marion Barry and Vincent Orange. They orchestrated a failed attempt at getting the D.C. Council to pass a resolution urging MLB to pick up one of two other investment groups seen as having more substantial African-American partners. But Orange says now that the decision has been made, and he knows some of Lerner's investors of color, it's time to get going.
I'm confident in moving forward on the discussion that they will have a meaningful role in the ownership group, and baseball still indicates that they're committed to putting minorities in the front office.
Several councilmen, including Democrat Jack Evans, have warned of all sorts of backlash over the selection of the Lerner Group. Still, baseball's 29 team owners are expected to approve the deal this month, and the Lerners would assume operation of the Nationals by the middle of June. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.